Okay, today's daf is Shkalim, daf Yud Dalid. And we are on the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Nechunya Chofer Shichin. We're talking about the different people, or maybe it's not the different people, maybe it's just talking about the different offices of the Beis HaMikdash. These people were in charge, and each one of them, the Gemara goes into to discuss and to teach us what we can learn from them. So Nechunya Chofer Shichin. So what did he do? Shahaya Chofer Shichin Umaras. He used to dig the ditches for Haviyada, and he knew Haidin Kaif Makur Maya. He knew under which rock would he find cool water in order to use as a spring. I mean, he wasn't just a ditch to fill up with rainwater, like the stories of in Maseches Tainis about Nachdimon Ben Gurion, who filled it up with water waiting for the rain, and the others. But it was after the springs. He knew how to find the underground springs. Haidin Kaif Makora Maya, which rocks would have cool water under it. V'haidin Kaif Isbe Shar Beruve, which one would have warm water connected to warm sources. Yadhechan Shar Beruvuse Matya, and how far and how deep the warmth would go. Either way, he was an expert in underground water systems, and that's why he was the one that was in charge of getting the water ready for the Ole Regalim. Omar, remember that the story that I just alluded to, the amazing story of Maseches Tainis in the third parak, which is almost all stories, that parak, which we'll get to B'ezras Hashem later this year when we do all of the Moed Masechtas. The stories like that the Ole Regalim were going up and there was no water, and he made the deal with the certain Adon to make sure that there was water there, and he said, I'll take 12 of the Mayanos to give to Klal Yisrael, and I'll pay you back either 12 Maya notes or 12 silver or 12 gold pieces. And as we know, the last day, it still didn't rain, Finally went into the base of English and Davin. And the last moments it rained and it came down, and the Adon was so surprised, but he says you're too late because the sun already went down. And he then went back into the base of Mikdash and Davin took on a sparkle again, and the sun came out again, just to show that he was with, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with those that beseech him, and that's what the Gemara says. Three people in history, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed the constellational patterns. Moshe, Yoshua, and Nachdimon Ben-Gurion, and that man in Maseches Tainis. Okay, so here though was Nechunya, Nechunya Chofer Shichin. No? Okay. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Eliezer. And not only that, Rachmana Litzlan, Umeis Beno Betzame, tragically, even though he was in charge of this, he had a son that died of thirst. Right? Died of thirst. Terrible. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Mandem Rabbi Chanina says that, what's the message of that idea? Even before we see the next line, the Tikkun Chavdin says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bedaktik sometimes with his tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is out of Vatran, and even if somebody did something wrong on their level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps everything, keeps the checks and balances without being a mevater. As the next line says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Mandam Rachman a vatrin, somebody who says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a vatrin, somebody who just gives in and doesn't keep an exact checks and balances upstairs, Yisvatrin b'nei ma'uhi, right? His intestines should be mevutar on. You know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps track of Schar Va'onesh, so his intestines should be gotten rid of. Ella, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Marech Ruche V'gavi Didei. Sometimes he has extensions. He gives you an extension on, you know, until when you have to pay. And it might be that you'd be able to do something to change the to have an appeal, so to speak, to do tshuva. But V'gavi Didei, but ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gove, either through tshuva, so to speak, or through a delayed reaction. And this is what the Besulos Yesharim says in his well-known comment towards the end of Perek Dalin in Besulos Yesharim, where he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu works in a three-pronged Rachmanis way. Amna midas harachamim, he anosenes hefech earlier. Lefi shuras adin mamish. According to shuras adin, the following three things should apply. Haya ra'ui shahachote ye'anish miyad. Take a flecheto, b'li amtana klal. We should be punished immediately. We do something wrong, right? When it comes to a human king, a human ruler, that he doesn't know. He has to accept witnesses. He has to figure out if it was done b'mezid. He has all these other factors. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything the second that we do something. So right when we do an aveira, so we should be punished without any delay. Number one. Number two, v'gam shehaonesh atzmo yeh bacharon af. karaui lemisha mamre piya boreis barach shemo, and the punishment should be commensurate with the action that we did. And number three, v'shelo yia tiko machet klal, there shouldn't be any way to fix the problem, to fix the chet. So it should be delayed. It should be appropriate, right? Maisa versus scharva onesh. And number three, there shouldn't be any way to get out of it. Kihine be'emes, because after all, ask the Mesulis Yesharim, Eich yisakena adam es asher iveis v'achet kvar nasa. How could a person change the past? How can we change? Just to take an extreme case. Harisha ratzach adam es chaveiro. Harisha na'af. Eich yuchal asakena davar zeh. Hayuchal lo hasir ha'maisa ha'asui min ha'metzius. It happened. How many times do we want to go back in history? Do we wish that it was 1 minute ago? Rachmana l'slan, every time somebody gets into a car accident. I wish it was a minute ago, so I can like change history. When did that thing happen? So it's impossible. It's possible. In one area. Amnam, that's Midas HaRachamim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Countering these three. Number one, Sheyutan Zman Lachote, it's not immediate. You have extra time. V'yichachin min ha'aretz miyad kishachata. Number two, V'shah ha'onish atzmo lo yi'al v'kala. The onish itself is not commensurate. He's not mevater totally. He has a little rachmanis, but he's not mevater. He doesn't just say forget it. He has an exact system, and built into that system is midas harachamim. Right? What does Rashi say at the beginning of the Torah? Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world with midas hadin, bereishis bara elokim as hashamay ves aretz, and he realized whatever that means. Kadosh Baruch Hu made it midas harachamim. And number three, tshuva is possible. V'sha tshuva tinasein lachotim b'chesed gomor sheteichashev akiris haratzon ka'akiris ha'maisa. You wanted, you wish it didn't happen, so in certain cases, unless it's one of those few of mu'uvas l'yuchal liskon that can't be fixed, but generally tshuva can work. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. We've mentioned in the past the beautiful tshuva of the Nodav Yehuda where he says, so why doesn't Bezdin work with tshuva? Right, why doesn't Bezdin work with tshuva? What happens, he has to know to be Yehuda, I think it's Slim Alamed, hey, maybe. Why does the Nobi Yehuda say, why doesn't Bezdin, let's say somebody is Mechal Shabbos. But it's Mechal Shabbos, Rechmanel Litzlan. It's Mechal Shabbos on purpose, with Edim. Then all of a sudden he has tremendous regret. And what does he do? He goes to Yeshiva. And he goes and he becomes Frum. And he sits there and learns and learns and learns. Then he becomes Rosh Kolel. And then he becomes the Gadol Adar. And everybody in the whole world is asking Shilas of this Gadol Adar. From all over, and he's writing Igris. Igris of, you know, Igris Hashav. Right, of the Baal Tshuva. That's what he calls a sefer. And then all of a sudden, the Edim finally end up coming to Bezdin. I'm sorry, we didn't get our act together for the last 20 years. And they come to Bezdin, and their Edim is accepted, and there's Rishu v'Chakira, and there was Asra and everything! And the guy's Chaim Misa. What's the halacha? Bezdin puts him to death! It's the Gadol Ador! What about Tshuva? What about Tshuva? Why doesn't Bezdin work with Tshuva? So the Nodav Yehuda discusses, number one, three reasons the Achronim give. Number one, the Nodav Yehuda himself says, well, it's impossible. Maybe the whole thing is a fake because he doesn't want to be killed for the past 25 years. How do I know that he really did tshuva inside? Tshuva's belayv. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going on inside. So only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can work with tshuva. Number one. Number two, suggests the Maharal. Maharal has two answers. The Maharal says, one answer is that Bezdin never operates to give schar for mitzvah saseh. All Bezdin does is punish for lo saseh. Bezdin's like the cops. The cops never pull somebody over and say, that was a great right turn signal. Here's $50. Right? That never happens. Because that's not the job of policemen. Policemen take care of violations. They don't give schar for good things. Right? That's what we're supposed to do. So Bezdin works the same way. And the third answer the Maharal says is that tshuva is me'ala teva. Tshuva, what, wiping out the past? It's like our Gemara, like the Mesulis Yesharim says. Doesn't make sense. Right, so only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could work with that. Tshuva, one of the seven items the Gemara we had in Sachim says was created before the world was created. That means it's Me'ala Teva. And therefore, but we have to make sure that we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a Vatran. Once heard on from Rabbi Prime Waxman in one of the Shiurim, why Dafka did it say Yevatran Ma'ohi? If you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, somebody who like let things slide so your intestines should be Mevutar. So he said, he quoted somebody, he said, give the mashal, he says, imagine, he says, if somebody takes out, you know, your intestines, our intestines are very long. They're all rolled up inside. So what if somebody says, you know what, you have so much intestines. You know, can I just have a chunk? Can I have a piece of your intestines, please? No. Kadosh Baruch Hu put it in here. I need exactly what was put in here. It's my body. Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have put it in there if there was anything extra. Right? Even though it looks like the intestines are like, yeah, be mevater on some of the intestines. No, you can't. Even though if you stretch it out, it goes like a whatever it is, a few blocks, whatever. I don't know exactly how long. But you can't be mevater. That's exactly the point. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is a perfect system. Even though sometimes it looks like extra, too much, too little, just like our intestines. Look, you know, we have to know exactly that Kodesh Baruch Hu created everything in a perfect way. Good. I'm Rabbi Yachal. Again, there's a lot to say about a number of the Chazals today, but we will continue. As I said a few days ago, right, Shkolim has taken a turn here, right, get into other topics. I'm Rabbi Yachal. Ksiv v'svivav nis'ara ma'od. Around him, nis'ara ma'od. So from the word sa'ara, sa'ara is a big tempest, a big storm, but usually it's spelled with a samach. Sa'ara. Here it's spelled with a sin, so it's alluding to something else. Ma'od medaktik imahem kechut ha'saira. It's alluding to the word hair, sa'ara. Hashem is medaktik with those who he was close with, kechut ha'saira. Like the breadth of a hair. Meaning very, very medaktik. And the greater we are sometimes, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us. And what he wants from us. Like the Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, the greater a person is, the greater the Yetzer Hara is. Right? So it's all a level playing field, but it's just higher up on the playing field. Rav Chaim Yivalazhin writes in Nefesh HaChaim, in Shar Aleph, in Perek Yud Beis, discussing this idea about Kodesh, right, if somebody is a, said that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Vatran, and he's medaktik kechut asaira, he doesn't just give things just because a person has connections. He says there, you know why? Because schar va'onesh is not really something Hashem decides. It's a natural outgrowth of the action. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can moderate it somewhat, like we've just said, with midas harachamim. But schar and onesh is creating our own olam haba. It's not that Hashem is going to decide. V'zeho inyan schar olam haba, says the Nefesh HaChaim, in a Kabbalistic sense. Shehu ma'aseh yidei ha'adam atzmo. This is what we are creating, as Chazal say. Kol Yisrael yeshlam chelak lo olam haba. Velo amru ba olam haba. What would it mean if it said yeshlam chelak ba olam haba? Olam haba is a place, and we're going to get a certain section of that place. Yesh chelak ba olam haba. It doesn't say that. It says yeshlam chelak le olam haba. What does that mean? Aval ha'emes olam haba hu ma'aseh yidei ha'adam atzmo. Shehirchiv v'hosif v'hiskin chelak atzmo b'ma'asav. We are creating our eternity, whether it's Gan Eden or the opposite. And therefore, says the Nefesh HaChaim, what the Gemara says in Baba Kama, and also here, and it's also in the Yerushalmi and Shkalim. Right, most times people say, "Oh, it's like we're in Baba Kama," but now we know it's Yerushalmi and Shkalim. Lachari Yipala, how afilo Adam ish Chesed mislag bebidas Vatranis. I don't understand. The greatest Baal Chesed acts with Vatranis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't. The answer is he can't because this is the system. Shachet Atzmo hu onsho ki beis abria kava hu yisbarach shemo kol sidrei hanhagas olamos sheyutluyim kefis orus maisei haAdam hatovim veimram chas v'shalom. It's natural. Our actions are creating what it says in what happens to us in the future. So again, that's why he's not a vatran and saviv misvivav nisara meot kuchot asaira. Weiter. Amar Rav Yosi, lo manatam azeh, that's not the pasuk that teaches us this, but the following. Ela min madichsiv v'norahu al kol svivav. A different pasuk in Tehillim. What does that mean? Nora, his awe is on those around him. Mora o al hakrovim yoser min harachokim. His mora is on those who are close to him, close to more than those who are far. That's what it means. Nora al kol svivav. It is on those that are close. Okay. Rabbi Chagai, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman. Chagai. So, I just saw this week. Chagai, right, the Treyasar, there are a number of Treyasar that are in the Navi. So I just saw this week, I forgot to bring it, that the Lahoros Nasan, Rav Nasan Gestetner, deals with a question that we've dealt with a number of times, but we haven't really had an approach. And that is, in terms of biblical personalities in the Mishnah and the Gemara, there are certain personalities whose names don't really come up in the Gemara. Right, we have Yaakov, we have Yitzchak, Rav Yaakov, Rabbi who else do we have? We have many of the biblical figures. There's no Avraham. Maybe one. There's one Moshe. It's in Menachos. But why aren't the Tadam and the Amoram named the Moshe and Avraham and David? Why are they named that? Right afterwards, we have Gaonim named that, and then half the Rishonim are named Moshe. But for some reason, right, Rambam, you put it. So why is it that there were certain names not used? So it was something special, so to speak, somehow. So Laharis Nasa suggests it works best for Moshe. Doesn't really work for the other ones. He does a little bit. He tries to fit it in. But he has a tshuva where he discusses Moshe, as we know, a name reflects the mahus of a person. Reflects what the Mefarshim say on Parshas Bereishis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu called where Adam Arisho called everything by its name. What does that mean? He saw the mahus of the item, and that name reflects. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Baal Mesorah. He was the one that carried the torch of the Mesorah for the next generation. He was the one. All of Chazal carried the torch. All together, so to speak, they were Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? It wasn't that one of them. All together, these were the Baal Mesorah. And as we know, as we discussed in the past, we had a Daf B'I and Shir about this. At the end of the Gemara, that was a certain league of Baal HaMesorah that ended. What does the Gemara say? Baba Tzia, Ravida, Ravashi, Sof HaRa'ah. That's it. The Shulchan Aruch says you can't argue on the Gemara. Achorim could argue on Rishonim. You can't argue on the Gemara. The Gemara is a separate league of Baal Mesorah. So Moshe Rabbeinu in his day, but they all realized, suggests the Laharis Nasad, that they all together, cumulatively, were doing the job of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were carrying the torch of the Baal Mesorah. That's why no one of them could be named Moshe. Because all together, they were acting on behalf, I'm using my own words in terms of Baal Mesorah, this is how I understand it, but in their own way, they were carrying the torch and doing their part to come to the cumulative job of carrying of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why not one of them. They tried to extend it, and also to David. He was the Melech is Kolel all the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, so he works it out. The one problem is, let's say Yoshua. There's a Rebbe Yoshua. He was the Baal Mesorah right after Moshe Rabbeinu, right, and they're named Yeshua. Okay, but it's a beautiful idea, and I get you the exact source, but I'll show you next week. But it's Laharis Nasan, Rav Nasan Gestetner, I think it's a Chelik Tess Zion or Zion Tess, one of them. Okay. Anyway, but we have Chagai here. Chagai, one of the Treyasar. Chagai makes it. Rabbi Chagai b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman. Maisa b'chassid echad. There was a story with a chassid. There's a similar story told in Baba Kama about the daughter of this Nechunya Chofer Shichin. But here it just says chassid echad. Shechofer bar Shichin amaris. La over mishavim. He used to dig the whales pamachas. I said bito alveres linase. His daughter was on her way to her wedding. V'shat fanar, and she got carried away, swept away by a river. Tragically, Favi Kol Ama Alalu Nalagabe. Everybody came to him. Bon Minachamte. They tried to comfort him. Velo Kibil Aloi Misnachama. He did not accept Tanchumin. Did not accept Tanchumin. Rather, Tikkun Chadatin here quotes Rashi in a few weeks. Right, didn't accept Tanchumin because what does Rashi say? By Yaakov Avinu, by Yimoein Lehisnachem, Ein Makamun Tanchumin Alachai. And somehow not a conscious level, on a subconscious level, the Tanchumit didn't work because Yosef was still alive. All Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair legabei, says Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, boy menachamte velo kibel alavim misnachama. So again, he came, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, we met his donkey yesterday, right? So he came to give Tanchumit, and also it wasn't accepted. Amar lo, he says to the crowd there, Dein hu chasidchon, is this your pious one? Is this your great leader? Amru le Rebbe, kach v'kach haya osa. This is what he used to do. Kach v'kach yirele. He was a big bar mitzvah. He did everything, and this is what happened to him. Amar, efshe shayim machabit is boro b'mayim, v'makapcho b'mayim. Is it possible that he spent his whole life digging for people and getting water for people, and this is what happens to his daughter? Can't be. Mia naflo havar ba'ir. All of a sudden, a rumor spread throughout the city that the daughter was safe. Baz bito shaloso ha'ish, and then she came. Is the ami besuchsa is aris, some say she caught onto a branch and that way was saved. The is the amri malach yarad kidmus repinchas ben yair v'itzila. A malach came down in the dmus of this repinchas ben yair and saved her. Okay, either way, she was saved. Maybe the second shot is bischuso because he said that it couldn't be that she was she came back. Either way, okay, right. Says the Gemara, Gevinei Kruz, this was in the Mishnah again. Gevinei was in charge of the announcements. What announcements? Shahaya Machriz Bebeis HaMikdash. He used to announce in the Beis HaMikdash. Mahaya Omer. What did he say? Imdu HaKohanim La'avodav Levi'im L'duchanim. V'Yisrael L'ma'amadam. Kohanim Levi'im Yisraelim. Everybody get up to do your job. Agrippas HaMelech Shama Kolu Arches Parsos. Agrippas HaMelech heard this Kruz 8 Parsos away. About 20 miles. Right, he heard it 8 parsos away. The Nasa lo Matonas Harbe. He was so inspired and awed that the sound carried so far, al derech neis, obviously. So he gave matonas harbe to the Beis HaMikdash. Asks the Tiklin Chatatid here, 8 parsos. Why is that so great? Right, if you look in the Mishnah in Tamid, the Mishnah Tamid says that the call of the Kohen Gadol, when he said Shem Hashem, they heard it 10 parsos away. 10 parsos, so that was even greater. Like the Mishnah says there, Mi Yericho Hayashom in Shol Shol Gavine Cruz. So it's not only the Kohen Gadol, the Gavine Cruz, same Lashon is used there. So why here does it say 8, and there it says even 10? So the Tiklun Chatatid just says, no, Maaseh Shehayah, Kachoyah. It went 10, but Agrippa's happened to be 8 parsos away, and therefore, that's why our Gemara says what it says. If you remember the Ravid, we've mentioned a Ravid a number of times, first time in Maseches Tamid there, beautiful Ravid, what does it mean, Yericho HaYashomim, 10 parsos away? The Ravid says, it wasn't all the way from Yerushalayim to Yericho. It wasn't straight. It was Dafke in Yericho. That Mishnah says all the special elements. They spelled the Torahs in Yericho, and they heard in Yericho. It was Dafke in Yerushalayim and in Yericho. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to make sure people realize the uniqueness of Yericho. What was Yericho? Here, the Ravid quotes from one of his Rebbeim. Mori Harava Chassid Amar. This is the Ravid in Tamid. Ravid in Tamid on that Mishnah. To call Hanach Tektani Shayi Nishma Yericho Maisa Nisim Hayu. V'Dafke Hayu B'Yericho Nishma. V'Lo B'Shar Stadim. Why? Mipnei, here's the great line. She Yericho Haisa Kimo Yerushalayim. Mipnei Shehi Haisa Tchilas Kibush Eretz Yisrael. This is the first place that Bnei Yisrael conquered. Ukimo de Trumas Dagon Tzarech Litrum. Just like Truma is the first item of the grain. Kach Nitruma Eretz Yisrael Atzma. Yericho is the Truma of Eretz Yisrael. And that's why we gave it away, right? Ubishol Kach HaTruma Etrima Yoshua Lios Kodesh. And that's why he was Vashem Lios Kodesh. Obviously, there could have been something going on that was the first, there were no Jews left in Yericho. Right? There was a curse. You can't rebuild Yericho. There's always to live there once somebody else rebuilds it, but Rachman al-Islam today, there are no Jews in Yericho, and we daven for the day that we get to appreciate Yericho again. Lefichach, that's why, Hikabo Yerushalayim, Bayanishma, that's why all these Nisim happened in Yericho. Kadesha Yargishu B'dei Adam, Shebichro Yericho Yeshbo Ksas Kedusha, Kemo B'Yerushalayim. Lefichach Be'ela Yosef Yishar Dvarim, because all of these, Heim Tchilas Avoda, these are the beginning of the Avoda, the cruise is the beginning, all the beginnings, because Yericho was the beginning also of our relationship, our national relationship, with Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we continue. Says, I saw something the Achronim point out to defend the minhag that the Ramah quotes of banging by Haman, and some say, you're making so much noise in the shul, it's not appropriate. This crew has made a lot of noise in the Beis HaMikdash. Right? If it's the Tzarech Mitzvah, so then, you know, one has Heterim. So also the banging is the Tzarech Mitzvah. We're following the minhag of Klal Yisrael. Okay, we continue. Is Ben Gever. Ben Gever on Ilah Sha'arim. Ben Gever was appointed on the locking of the gates. Tir game. What's tir game? Right, the Tiklun Chatatid points out here. We are trying to figure out what does Gever mean, especially the Mishnah in Yuma says Kriyas HaGever. That's when the Avoda of the Trumas Hadesha took place. What's Gever? So Tupshatim. Tir game Rav Kumi debased Rebbe Sheila Kara Gavra, a person called Achris Krosa, the Kruz called. Meaning Gever's a person, like Gavra. Amar lei, he says, no, Amar kara tarnagola. No, Gever means a tarnagol, the rooster. That's the time when the rooster starts making noise in the morning. Amar lei, v'ha taninan ben Gever. Islach alamemar bar tarnagola. Here it says ben Gever. Right, it doesn't just say, as it sells, kriyas hagever in the Mishnah at Yuma. So ben Gever more simply means a person. Ben babi alapakia. Ben Babi was commanded and he was appointed and the leader on the wicks. Shehaya Mizayeg Psilos. He put together the wicks. What does that mean? So again, the Mefarshim here explain that the menorah had to burn throughout the night and therefore at different times of year, like today is the first Erev Shabbos of the winter calendar here in Eretz Yisrael, right? So the night's much longer. So with a nice log, you need a thicker, need a different size wick in order to burn longer. So that's why that's what he was in. His job was to calculate how much oil and how thick the wick should be so that it burns the whole night. Right? Remember, this connects also to the Machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether everybody agrees the menorah was lit at night. The Rambam holds that they lit the menorah 24/7. It had to be lit. Right? It had to be lit even during the day. Even during the day, the menorah was lit, according to the Rambam. We discussed that Chanukah time, but that's a machlokes, Rabbam Rashi. Rashi, Parshat Tetzava, I think says only at night. Rabbi Yossi, ala Kufra, Rabbi Yossi once went to Kufra. Ba'u mimanya aleir parnasim. He was looking for people to be leaders of certain, take some communal responsibility. Nobody wanted to. Right? Either because they just didn't want to, and it was not right, or they were running from Rabbanus. Right? As the Tikkun Chadid says, as it says in Pirkei Avos, Usnos or Rabbanus, Prasul Lebrach min HaKoven. Either way, they didn't want to join. Alba Amar Komeon, he said to them, Ben Babi Alapakia. Come on, Ben Babi was in charge of the wicks, which is not such a sensational or job that is looked upon as chashuv. Uma'im zeshen ismana ala psilos. Zachali himanosim doli ador. If this person who just did the wicks, he was quoted in this Mishnah along with the great ones, atem shatem nismana machai nefashos lo koshagin. Surely if you take important jobs in the community, which have to do with people's lives, surely that would be a great position for you to take. Ben Arza ala tziltzel, Ben Arza on the symbols. Kiha ditaninan. Taman, as it says, the Mishnah says there, in the description of the avod every morning. Remember the carbon tamid. This Mishnah is describing the nisach hayayin that they did every day. It was a very exciting moment towards the end of tamid. They poured the wine and the levium start singing at the same time. How did the levium down below the mizbeach know that they're pouring the wine up top? You can't see it so closely. Well, they didn't have binoculars. Heinif askan v'sudarin. He waved the handkerchiefs on top. V'hikish ben arzal atzilsal. That's when he knew to start the musical instruments so that the Nisach HaMayim and the singing could happen at the exact same moment. Hugras ben Levi al-Ashir. Hugras ben Levi was in charge of the choir. Amr of Acha, Ni'ima Yisera, Haya Yodeya. He had a great voice. For Amr Olav al Hugras ben Levi, they said about him, Shehaya Man'im es Kolo Bazemer. He was able to do amazing things with his voice. Ukshehaya no Eitz Godlo B'toch Piv, when he put his thumb into his mouth, Haya Motzi Kama Mine Zemer. Literally, what does that mean? Different sounds would come out of his mouth at the same time. Right? He would be able to blow and put his hand in his mouth in a certain way, so that different sounds came out. They all would be awed by his amazing abilities, and that's why he was in charge. Right? Everybody used their abilities, whatever they were good at. This guy knew rocks and water, and this one knew this. And this one. They all used their abilities for Kedusha. This relates to a very scary medrash that we mentioned it years ago. It's a Yalkut. It's a Yalkut in a number of places. I'll read it from Kisisa. We know there's a tragic story in Tanakh about Navos. Right? Navos was massacred by Achav and Izebel, but his wife convinced him, right, you want the vineyard, he doesn't want to give you the vineyard, you know, so just kill him. And they hired Bnei Belial, they hired Edom that made up a story, and Rahman al-Islam Navos was killed. So, obviously, the king and the queen, they were taken to task by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Medrash wonders, did Navos deserve this? What did Navos do? So you might say he was an innocent bystander. But the Yalkut says something deeper. The Yalkut says in Kisisa that, related to our Gemara, Navos ha-Yisraeli, ha-Yakolona'eh, va-Ha-Yolali Yerushalayim. He had a gorgeous, unbelievable voice. And every year he used to go up to Yerushalayim. Va-Ha-Yukol Yisrael miskansin l'shmoa kolo. Right? He was the Shweki of the Bible. Right? He was everybody, all of Klal Yisrael, went to hear Navos. It was like one of the greatest highlights of the Aliyah L'Regel experience. They used to hear Navos. Every year they went up to hear him. Pamachas lo Allah. One year he says, I'm tired this year. I'm not going up. You know what? I know everybody wants to hear me in the base of Migdash, but I'm not going. It doesn't sound like he was too old and he didn't go. It sounds like he just decided, I'm not going. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you a koach to serve Am Yisrael, whether you're not going. Hamidu Allah b'nei b'liyah v'avan min ha'olam. Very scary. Mi garamlo al yedei shelo alal Yerushalayim b'ri'iyah l'chabedes HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mashachanenu. We didn't use the kochos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. Right, and that's why. Similar to, I'm just thinking now, to the Netziv. To the Netziv at the end of Bishal. The Netziv, remember we mentioned this in Mitzvah Shir a number of times, by Pidyon Peter Chamor. Peter Chamor, the mitzvah is, if we have a firstborn donkey, we have to change the donkey onto a set. can change the status. Not the kedusha. It doesn't have kedusha. It's a donkey. It's a non-kosher animal. But the status, we change out to the sheep. We give the sheep to the kohen, and we keep the firstborn donkey. What if we don't do that? What's the halacha? Va'arafto. We have to break its neck. Ask the Netziv why. What do we have to do that for? Says the Netziv, this donkey has potential to create, not kedusha, but to create a status on a sheep and to give it to a kohen. It has potential for greatness. And it's not being used for that. Better that it's avad min ha'olam. And that's the Netziv in Bishalach. That's the Yalkut in Kisisa. And that's our Gemara. Our Gemara talks all about these great personalities that use their kochos for HaKadosh Baruch. Okay. Beish Garmal Maisalah. We think Yerushalmi and Shkalim gets a little dry sometimes. Nothing's dry. It's all there. You just got to search and sometimes dig beneath the surface and sometimes just pile onto the surface. Beish Garmal Maisalah upon him. Beish Garmal Yibakiyim Maisalah upon him. Beis Garmu were experts in making the lechem upon him. Ubiridiyaso, and taking it off. We know that there was a mold for the lechem upon him on the shulchan, and it was a special art to bake it, and also to remove it without it falling apart. That was hard. V'lo ratzu, lo lami, they didn't want to teach anybody. Shochu chachamim. So the chachamim said, okay, we'll try to work around you. V'heviyu umanin me Alexandria. Shahi b'kiyin b'maisa lechem upon him. They got artisans from Egypt that knew how to bake it, but they didn't know how to remove it from the mold. The secret was that they didn't take it off the mold until after it cooled down. They took it out of the oven, and then they took it off so it didn't fall apart. And it used to fall apart. So that's secret. That's one of the parts of the secret. They didn't want to tell anybody. Once the rabbis realized that they need this family, Amru, everything Hashem created in the world, even your kochos, were for him. So Shalchu Achrayim, they tried again to get them. Until they doubled their schar, right? Which is why they're remembered negatively. Yud beis mana hayinotzlim nasul lahem chavdalet. They used to take 12, now they took 24. If Yud Amr chavdalet hayinotzlim nasul lahem memches. Fine. Amru lahem mibnei ma einatem rotzim lalamed. Why don't you want to teach anybody your secrets? Amru lahem misoras hibi adenu meavoseinu. We have a misora. This is a big discussion. Is this the truth or is this just an excuse? But either way, we have a misora. Shabayis hazeh aser licharev. It's going to be destroyed. This bayis shelo yil medu acherim v'yasu lifnei avodah zara shelohem. We don't want anybody to do lechem upon him in front of their avodah zara. So it sounds like great kavanas. Bidvarim halalu. If this is true, mazkirid osal l'shvach. I'm sorry. The following reason they're related. They're remember l'shvach. Why shelo yatsa biyad b'neiha pas nikiya me'olam. Their own children never had white bread. Their own children never ate bread that looked like lechem upon him bread. So there was never a chshash that they brought home some of the ingredients of the lechem upon him for their own Shabbos table. So that's what that was l'shvach. The other issues that we mentioned yesterday, the Mishnah in Yuma is not so clear whether these are included in the Genai because they didn't want to tell anybody. Was this the good reason? Was this why they were doing it? Or was this just an excuse and they wanted to cover themselves? Okay. Similarly, they were bekiyim in how to make the Torahs, how to mix all the spices together. And they also knew Ma'ale Ashan was a specific one of the herbs and it wasn't clear what it was. So they knew exactly what it was. The Ma'ala Ha'ashan. For the rest of the Lamed, and also they didn't want to tell anybody. Shalcho, baby, you want to meal Alexandria Shabbat Shrine. Bahayu, Bikin, Bepita Bakhtaris. They knew how to make it. Uba Ma'ala Ashan, Lohoy Bikin. They weren't sure exactly what spice that was. The Ma'ala Ashan. Shal Besavtinis, Haisa Mitameris Va'ole, Kimako. Besavtinis. They did it. It went straight up the smoke, and then up top it spread. That's why it had the right Ma'ala Ashan. That's why it's called Ma'ala Ashan, because it caused the smoke to go straight up. So uposa v'yoredes, and then it spread and went down. V'shel Eloi, suppose miyan, it spread right away. It didn't go straight up. Kivet she'adu chacham adavar zeh, om bedavar omru, kol mashar ha'kadosh baruch ha'le fodo, bara, sh'ne'emar, kol anikra b'shmi, l'chvodi b'rativ. Again, everything is for Hashem. Shalchu achareihem, v'lo ratzu lavo, atcha kafel and scharon, same thing. Yud beis bono hayinot levenasu lahem chavdalid, Reb Yud Omer chavdalid hayinotzim venasu lahem memches. They again doubled. Amru lahen mipnei ma einatem rotim lo lamed. What's the problem? Amru lahen misaras ibiyadeinu miavoseinu. Shabayis hazeh asidli charev is going to be destroyed. Shelo yubadu acherim v'yuosik kelef neavadazara shalahem. Fine, so we have that misora. And so again, we've met, there are hints in, not hints, even explicitly in Chazal, that they knew Bayesheni wasn't forever. They knew it was a stopgap measure, and they knew it, and that's why this excuse was given. Bidvarim halalu maskiris alushvach. Also for them, the following behavior was laudatory. Shelo yatzes ha'isha mishal echan mehem mivusemes me'olam. None of their wives ever wore perfume that smelled like the Ktoris. V'lo od elakshay echan mehem nosei isha mimakom acher hayaposik ima amnashol tispasein. Right. Also, if somebody married into the family, that was the condition. You couldn't do it. Shelo yu omrim yimaisa pita makdaris he misbasmos l'kayim hashen emar to be makayim what we had earlier in this pesachta v'isa nikiyim me Hashem umi Yisrael. Vayter. Amr Reb Yosi pamachas hayisi omed b'Yerushalayim. One time I was in Yerushalayim u'matzasi tinok echad mishel beis avtinis. I found somebody from beis avtinis. Sha'amarti lo b'ni meizu mishpachat. Where are you from? What's your name? Amar li mi mishpachas ploni. I'm from Beis Avtinus. Amarti lo bini. Abosecha lefish diskavdu l'rabos kvodon. Ulamai kvod shamayim. Leficha kvodon nismait. Ukvod shamayim nisraba. Right, this was post Chorban Habayis. So he says to him, and this is a negative view, that maybe the up above was just an excuse, because they were too worried about themselves, so they lost their covet, meaning they don't have a job anymore. There's no more Beis HaMikdash. But Kvot Shemayim was Nisraba. How? By the Churban Beis HaMikdash, explains the Tiklat Chadet, the Karban Aida. Because it was a Churban, Klal Yisrael see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hold favorites. If Bnei Yisrael, you know, deserve the Churban, so they get the Churban, it occurs, and people realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, has a din v'cheshbon. Interestingly, that in this story, he answers, where you from, what family you from? So we know in the background that it's based off Tinus, but what does he say? Plony. It's already, even in the story, it's alluded to that they're just plony, right? This is just like in Rus, right? The relatives were so worried that they didn't want to marry Rus. They didn't want to do Yibam because he was so worried about his family name. He's going to be married, and what's he called forevermore? Plony Almoni. Right, Plony Almoni, that's what he's remembered as. Right, like here, it's alluded to, Plony. Okay. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sachli Shimon ben Luga, Melakit Hayisi Asavim. Ani, Vetino Gechad, Mishal Beis Avtinis. Again, V'ra'isi Osa Shebacha, V'ra'isi Osa Sheshachach. I saw this child was crying and laughing. Amar Ti Lobini, Lama Bachisa, Amar Li, Al Shekvod Shel Beis Abba Shel Ismaed. My family, we can't do it anymore. V'lama Sachakta, Amar Li, Al HaKavid HaMesukam L'tzadikim La'asid Lavo. I think in the future, those of us who acted properly, Umara Isa, what reminded you? What jarred your consciousness to have these emotions? Ma'ale Ashan Lenegdi. Ah, I see Ma'ale Ashan, that herb. Numesi Lobini, Hereoli. So Rabbi Akiva says, show it to me. Omar li Rebbe Misaris Bidevi Avosai. Shalola Haroso Libir Yahu. No, we have a Misaris, sorry. I can't even tell you now. Amr Yochai ben Nuri, simple story. Paga bizakid echad mishal beis avtinis u'megillah samanim biyado. I found somebody from the family. Rabbi Yochai ben Nuri. This was later now, and he had the megillah, the list of the. He had the ingredients. Amr li Rebbe l'sha'aver hayu beis abet snuin. They were very tsanua. V'hayu moser nes hamegillah hazos elu le'elu. He had to marry into the family in order to get this recipe. There are some recipes that are only in the family. So this was in our family. Now we're not around. Take the Megillah. Rabbi Yochai ben Nuri, take it, because now what are we going to do with it? And when I told Rabbi Akiva, remember who had heard the earlier story, right? Zolguin Abdamos. He started crying. There are many stories of Chazar. Rabbi Akiva was very emotional. Right, he was, when he got to certain psukim, he started crying. So here too, he started crying. V'omar, me'ata inar netzricha laskirin l'gnai. Now, even though we have many chazals that, you know, it was l'gnai, it was something negative to families, I see their l'shem shamayim. And therefore, we have to make sure that no longer will we be maskir them l'gnai. Period. Elazar ala paroches, shahay mamuna al orge paroches. He was mamuna on the weavers of the paroches, as we spoke about. different parochos that were made. They had parochos during Bayis Sheni. Pinchas ha-malbish, shahaya malbish big day kahuna gedola, that he was malbish, the begadim of the Kohen Gadol. Wow, only the Kohen Gadol? The Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanura here said, no, also Kohen Hedyon. It says Kohen Gadol, but also he's Kohen Hedyon. So this relates to what we alluded to yesterday, that it could even be, remember we said the Machlokas, Ramam Ramban, about Bigdei Kahuna, whether they are an independent mitzvah, whether it's just Tzorach Avoda, you might even be Mechalik. There are some hints to the idea that even the Bigdei Kohen Gadol are different than the Bigdei Kohen Hedyot. The Bigdei Kohen Gadol had to be buried, Nignaz, right after they were used every Yom Kippur. Right, there's something special about the Bigdei Kohen Gadol that might also fit according to, if you say it's just the Bigdei Kahuna, so that itself might fit into that idea. Vayter, Maisa B'Kohen Echad, Shehilbish, L'Is Tartiyos Echad, there was a Kohen who was Malbish, a certain officer, so you see it was a Chashuv job, V'Nasan Lo Shmona Zehuvim, V'Ist Armin Shrei Asri Yavilei, so he gave him a lot of money, so you see it was an important job to be Malbish. Okay, second Mishnah here in this parak of Elu Heina Mamunim. The Mamunim. Ein Pochsin. We generalize. Once we're talking about people who are in charge of jobs, so we speak in general. Ein Pochsin, Me Shiva Amar Kolin. There was never less than 7 Amar Kolin. Markol is Mar, means authority. Morus is authority. Markol, he had authority on everything. 7 types of officers. Vishlosha Gizbar, the 3 Gizbars, in charge of the finances. The Ein Osin Srara Latsi Rabakal Mishtayim. And the general rule is, all financial positions should always have at least 2, right? To prevent any type of problems, right? Double signatures, there should always be. Except for the doctor, we said, this wasn't a specifically financial situation, right? It was just people who were in charge, who got paid, but they were accepted by all of Klal Yisrael to take their position alone. Ein pochsin migimel gizbarin, umizayin amarkolin, tini mishnei kaslikin. Also, certain types of officers, the kaslichen, hadu, dechsev, all of these are alluded to in a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim. The Yechiel, v'Uziyahu, v'Nachas, those are gizbarin. So you see at least 3 gizbarin. Yes, these gizbarin is not in the pasuk, but that's what we say these 3 were. V'Yasav, v'Rimos, v'Ozavad, v'Eliyahu, v'Yismachyahu, u'machazabadayahu, amar kolen. 7. Pekidin, miyad, konanyahu, v'shimi, achiv, kasilikin. Right, that's the 2. B'mifkad Yechizkiyo HaMelech V'Azayo Nagid Beis Elokim HaMelech V'Kohen Gadol. These are all the ones that were listed. Kishu Choseim, and when they wanted to close up a certain area, a certain pouch of money, they had a bunch of seals on it. First, Hagizbar Choseim. He was put his Choseim on it, but also Lamarko. He gave it to the next one up. Amarkol Choseim, and also LeKaslikon. Kaslikon Choseim, and also LeKohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol Choseim, and also LeMelech. Right, each on top of each other. Ukshu Matir, and when they undid the seals, so they went backwards. HaMelech Ro'eh Chosamo. He sees that it was not tampered with. Umatir. Kohen Gadol Ro'eh Chosamo, Umatir. Kaslikon Ro'eh Chosamo, Umatir. Amarkol Ro'eh Chosamo, Umatir. Gizba Ro'eh Chosamo, Umatir. Right, so they had a very, very secure way of protecting the money of the Beis HaMikdash. Next, Enos Yisrael Atzibur B'mamad Pachad Mishnayim, Rav Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Mano, Al Shem V'Heim, Yichuas HaZahav HaZatchilas V'Esu Argaman. Right, V'Heim, plural. Right, when you're dealing with Zav, Tchilas and Argaman, it's always plural. Okay, 2 days. Amar Rabbi Chama Be Rabbi Chanina, Mipsoles Sheluchos He'eshir Moshe. Right, we're talking about the way that we made sure people didn't get rich from the Beis HaMikdash, monies, but now we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. So, first day out, from the psoles, after he chiseled out the luchos shnios, the extra scraps that he scraped off of the luchos, that's what Moshe got rich from. Hado dechsiv psolecha, shnei luchos avanim, psolecha shetei psoles shelcha. What does that mean? The psoles, so one could suggest, right, it's similar, there's a medrash also in Kisisa, where the medrash says, the leftover ink, after he wrote the luchos, the leftover ink is that's what made Moshe Rabbeinu's face shine. Similar idea, right? What's the message? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop. Even after he finished, even after he did the luchos, even after he finished his magnum opus, right? His major work, right? The luchos. What made him rich? He kept going. He took the shearings. What can I do out of this? What can I use this for? Even the stuff that looked like it was like nothing and you throw it out. No, Moshe Rabbeinu, what he got rich from? Because he never stopped. Even after he finished, he went, okay, what can I use this for? Okay. meaning that's the ink left in the inkwell and the shears that are still left in the place where he was working. Amar Rabbi Chanin, similar. Machtsov shel avanim tovos u'margolios. There was a quarry of beautiful stones. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitoch ha'alo. U'mimenu Asher Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him a huge quarry of stones. And that's what he got rich from. Obviously, it might not be. What do you mean? In his tent. What was in the tent? The tent was Torah Shebaal Peh. Right, that's where the pasuk said that everybody went out to Moshe's tent in order to talk to him, to ask him questions. So that's what he got rich from. That's what he got rich from. What is it from the Choshen? No, Lav Dafka doesn't say for the Choshen. Ksiv. They looked after Moshe until he went to his tent. Right, there's two different chazals whether this is a good thing about Klal Yisrael or not. Manda Amar Lignai, the one who says Lignai. This is what they used to say. Chamun, when he used to walk, people used to insult even Moshe Rabbeinu. Chamun Shakin, look at that, look at those thighs. Chamun Karin, those legs. Chamun Kupa, look at that fleshy, right, person. Achil Mindi Hudai, Vishas Mindi Hudai. He lives off of us, he's a parasite. People used to say about Moshe Rabbeinu. Unbelievable. Called Midlay Min Diudai. All of his money comes from the Jews, right? Why is this brought here? To teach us that if Bnei Yisrael were Choshen Moshe Rabbeinu, some of them, you know, we have to take precautions as much as possible. V'yisim Nekiyam Yashem Ami Yisrael. Uman Dharma L'Shvach. And the one who says L'Shvach is saying, no, they used to look after Moshe. Mechami Tzadikaya Halavai. Right, the Tiglachad that is in that word. Halavai, we should look at the Tzadikim and Mizocha. Tovia the Zochis Lamech Miyaseh. Great is the one who is Zochis Lamech Miyaseh to see him. Right, to see him, amazing. Amazing just to see V'ahiyu Einecha Ro'oses Marecha. As we discussed earlier in the Masechta, in terms of seeing. Seeing is something very special. Let's just maybe start the next Mishnah. And then we'll continue. Next Mishnah. Dalet Chosamos Chayim Bamikdash. There were four tickets that were given out of the Beis Hamikdash. Right? How did it work? You went to a certain office, you paid for it, you got a ticket, then you brought that ticket to buy the Nesachim that you needed, depending on the color of your ticket. Or not the color, really. What it said on your ticket, that's how they knew. So the Kasav Aleihen, Egel, Zachar, Gedi, Vechote. Right? Those four. Ben Azay Omer, Hey Hayu. There were five, Vahayu, Va'aramis, Kosovo, and they were written really in Aramaic, because people understood that. Egel, Dechar, Gedi, Chote, Dalva, Chote, Asher. So you split up the Chotes, and it was written in Aramaic. Periods, right? That's Chote. What Chote is being referred to here? Mitzorah. Mitzorah has to bring Karbanis at the end of the Tara process. That's the Chote that's being alluded to. Here it's called a chote because the Gemara says elsewhere that tzaras comes for not only lashon hara. The Gemara says elsewhere a number of averus that bring tzaras, but one of them is lashon hara. Just to end with a gra, we mentioned this gra in Psachim already, the end of Psachim, but it's a great gra. It's worth repeating. I mean, every gra is great. Doesn't need my askama. But the gra notes that the Gemara says at the end of Psachim, if you remember, there's nobody poorer than a dog and there's nobody richer than a pig. Now, what does that mean? I'm sorry, that Gemara is in Shabbos Kuftun Hay, but it's related to, the Gemara relates it to a Gemara we had at the end of Psachim. What is that? The Gemara says that somebody who speaks Lashon Hara should be thrown to the dogs. That's what Gemara says. Says the Gemara, there are some Averis that have Mazel, and some Averis that don't have Mazel. Says the Gemara, nobody eats pig. Nobody eats pig! That's a rich mitzvah. No, I know, everybody does it. You can have the most assimilated, in many cases, pig is the last thing to go. You might not even keep Shabbos, but to eat chazer, says, I can't. Right? So says the Gra. What does the Gemara say? Less asir mi chazira. There's nobody richer than a pig, meaning that mitzvah, and there's nothing poorer than a dog. A dog symbolizing lashon hara. Meaning lashon hara, we just do. There's nothing poorer than that avera. Meaning we don't take it seriously. We have all the excuses in the book. You know, that's the. That's the line from the Gemara Shabbos. That's here, right? That's the chote. The bow. If you have a chote ticket, you know people know that you spoke lashon hara. Again, you'd have to publicize it, but that's what is used. Okay, we'll stop here by Egel Melashem. We will continue.